We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this opening day of Santa Anita. Yeah, that's right. Listen, yesterday was Christmas. We enjoyed the day and first day of Hanukkah. We enjoyed the day with our families, etc. Hopefully that you had got everything that you wanted, especially from family members, etc., having the camaraderie and all the good stuff there that happens on holidays. And so we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a very happy first day of Hanukkah for all of our Jewish folks and for anybody else out there that celebrates whatever else. We hope you had a wonderful day yesterday. But today is the day that horse players open the last present under the tree. It's called the opening of Santa Anita, and it happens today. Santa Anita begins its race meet this afternoon. Actually, this morning. It's got an early post time because it's got a blockbuster card. And what we are going to do is have our handicappers go over all of those stakes races today at Santa Anita for you. We welcome you to this show, and now we start, well, moving through the holiday from Christmas until New Year's. And you know what happens here on New Year's? People are already starting to come up on the roadways, in the airports, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because we are expecting somewhere between 340 and 350,000 of our closest friends to celebrate the New Year's celebration with us on New Year's Day, and they're starting to float in as we speak for the entire week, because the entire week, this is the big holiday that starts with Christmas and the beginning of Hanukkah and goes right on through New Year's Day with a cornucopia of great events for horse and sports players. Of course, you know, the football, the playoffs for college football is coming up. And, of course, we got the final weeks of the NFL, where some games really mean something to some teams to get into the playoffs of the NFL, and certainly all the other great stuff. And, of course, horse racing gets back to rolling again with the Santa Anita opening today. So we welcome you to the show. We hope you had a beautiful holiday yesterday, and now it's on for continuing through the holiday season right here through New Year's. And, of course, we want to welcome all of you that watch us and listen to us from the South Point Studios over the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. Welcome to the show today. And, of course, when you get there, remember to subscribe and start chatting away on the chat box. Our chatters do very good stuff for us on the chat box, that's for sure. And, of course, you know, I just want to remind everybody there that one of our chatters already got started on the chat box that said it's pouring rain in Washington, and so it's going to be bad weather up there in the Northwest. And as far as the fairgrounds is concerned, the track is fast, but they won't be racing on the turf course today at fairgrounds, courtesy of our chatters on the chat box. And all you have to do is go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios. You get to that page, you click on the race day icon, and bing, there you're on our page. And all you have to do to get into the chat box and start chatting away with our handicappers, etc., is subscribe. If you haven't already subscribed, do it. It's free. And then you're off to the races with everybody else that's already on there with us. We invite you to join us on the chat box. And, of course, want to welcome all of our fans that are listening to us. If they're running around town this morning, maybe wanting to be the first one in line to return maybe a Christmas gift they didn't like so much, and they're listening on the radio in the car, well, our anchor radio station for Race Day Las Vegas is Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, our websites, we simulcast and stream as well at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. iPhone, Android, and Google are handled by the apps. You can get the KSHP app if you want to listen to us through the radio station. Of course, the YouTube app will allow you to see and listen to us through the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. And, of course, anybody, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We're on a lot of different podcast websites, including Spotify. We're there as well. So we want to welcome you however, wherever, whenever. All right. The weather across the country has been playing havoc to a lot of people who've been traveling in and out. I took a plane flight Christmas Eve and came back late last night on Southwest. I can tell you that Southwest, I had no problem with the flights. They were great. But I know that a lot of people were delayed over the East Coast, etc., because of the bad weather there. Now, as far as the weather concerns are today, seems like it's pretty clear in most of the country. Of course, down south, they already had a lot of that rain that will produce some off going there. But the big weather story right now is in the great Northwest, the Northwest that includes Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Idaho, and Utah. It's going to be snowing and heavy weather all through there, and raining in Central California. Of course, up in the Sierras, it'll be snowing. And, of course, you already heard one of our chatters say that it rained quite heavily in Washington. So that's the only sector that we'll really have with the bad weather, but it doesn't seem to affect any of the racetracks as far as we're concerned for today's racing menu. Santa Anita, of course, is the major track on the scene on the menu today. Of course, we have Gulfstream, 7 racetracks overall on our racing menu today, and we will be highlighting the opening day at Santa Anita. Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner, and, of course, a Stronghold, the Santa Anita Derby winner, will square off in the Malibu Stakes, one of six graded stakes races today at Santa Anita, 3 grade ones and 3 grade twos. And, of course, something special to me and John Lindo and most of the listeners out there, we finally got a Lafitte Pinkeye Jr. stakes race. After all of these years of lobbying, the Lafitte Pinkeye Jr. stakes race, the inaugural one, happens today also at Santa Anita. We'll have Jonathan Hardoon coming on with us. And, of course, John Lindo will be with us. Rich Eng will be with us with not only his pick off of his sheet that starts today again for Santa Anita, but he's been busy looking at all the football games, both pro and college. So we'll tap him on the shoulder. Today we do have one pro game on the docket and one NFL game on today for the Thursday NFL game of the week. And, of course, Jerry Jakowicz will be with us to give us the Power Page picks for Santa Anita. And as far as, you know, as far as the New Year's is concerned here in Las Vegas, well, you know, this is Party Town USA between New York City and the dropping of the ball in Times Square and Las Vegas with the all of the fireworks here and along the Strip. These are two of the key places in the good old USA to witness and enjoy New Year's Eve. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, we're expecting about 340,000 to 350,000 people to join us. And, of course, the sphere that we have, that big sphere ball building that we have here in Las Vegas, will be doing a worldwide international countdown of New Year's Day as it approaches around the world. It'll start at 5 o'clock New Year's Eve morning here with Sydney, Australia. They become the first ones to get into the new year of 2025. And as the clock moves along throughout the day, and it'll get the international countdown of worldwide cities as we move through on the Sphere site. So you can just enjoy that Sphere here in Las Vegas as well, right up until the time that we do our countdown at midnight Pacific time. So we have a lot to cover, a lot of great sports activities, and certainly with horse racing. So that's the deal as far as the weather. As far as the actual temperatures are concerned, Miami, 79. Phoenix, Arizona, 67. Los Angeles will be 68 degrees today, so it should be great weather there in Southern California and Arcadia, California, and the foot of the San Gabriel Mountain Range. Of course, that is the scenery at Santa Anita. And as far as other eastern and other cities are concerned with their temperatures, New York, 39 degrees. But as you know, Aqueduct starts tomorrow and not today, so we're okay there. Detroit, 41. Chicago, 48. And Kansas City, 52. So it looks like it'll be pretty nice weather across the country as far as the temperatures are concerned. Of course, on the East Coast, it's still chilly, if not downright cold. And, of course, I'm sure they're still shoveling out some snow somewhere along the line. But as far as the major precipitation weather, snow and rain up in the Great Northwest. All right, we've set the table for you on this day after Christmas, moving through the New Year's celebration weekend. And, of course, we will be here with Race Day Las Vegas on New Year's Day, as well as New Year's Eve, etc. So we're here for you, and I hope you're here for us. And we will take our first break, and when we come back, we'll start going with our menu and our handicappers on this day after Christmas. So stand by, folks. Day two of Hanukkah, by the way, as well. So we'll be right back after this short break.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back with the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. I want to correct one thing right away, folks, because Jonathan Hardoon gave me this look like, oh, what? We are not here on New Year's Eve, Tuesday. We go back to our regular schedule of Wednesday through Sunday. So we'll have the shows right up until Sunday, And then Monday and Tuesday, we will be off like we normally are, but we will be back on New Year's Day with the New Year's Day racing schedule for you. So we'll run out the week until Sunday, and then I guess we won't see you until next year after that. But we'll be here on Wednesday. So no Tuesday for the race day show. We'll take our normal 2 days off. Don't want to panic anybody, including myself, who, by the way, could use the 2 days off after, certainly by that time after the holiday. All right, let's get started with the racing menu for today. And reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, going to join us here in the South Point Racebook right behind us, right next to the sports book that's also right behind us. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today because we are in the Pacific time zone. If you are in any other time zone, because we are around the world in all different time zones with our show, then adjust the time that you're in, your time zone, to the Pacific time zone, tweak it and adjust it so you don't miss anything. Don't want you to miss, certainly, anything going on at Santa Anita, but you won't miss anything like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad, okay? All right, now we got six racetracks, seven of them. I think we have seven racetracks on their menu. Here it is. We begin our racing menu with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's first post time there is at 9:20. 9:20 at Gulfstream today. And at Gulfstream today, there's a couple of stakes races. The Rampart Stakes and the Villa Borghese are two stakes races today at Gulfstream. Their first post time is at 9:20. And Gulfstream Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $29,749. First post time at Gulfstream again, 9:20 this morning. Mahoning Valley Racecourse is next. They have nine races today at Mahoning Valley. Their first post time is at 9:45. And Mahoning Valley has a pick six jackpot carryover today of $36,010. That's at the Mahoning Valley Racecourse. First post time there is at 9:45. And then we go to the fairgrounds, New Orleans. Now, the fairgrounds, of course, has a first post time of 10:45 at the fairgrounds. And again, the fairgrounds will be off the turf today. No turf racing at the fairgrounds today. And their first post time with a couple of nice stakes races, the Joseph E. Spanky Broussard Memorial and the Nelson J. Menard Memorial are two stakes races today at $100,000 apiece today at fairgrounds. And again, the first post time is at 10:45. And then we go to Santa Anita, which today they can actually say is the great race place again because they have a first post time early. Listen up, folks. First post time at Santa Anita today is 11 a.m. for the opener. And, of course, six stakes races on an 11-race card that features a lot of good competitive races. And we'll roll out the stakes races. We'll roll out like this. It'll be the last six races on the card, back to back to back to back to back. They begin in the sixth race with the Lafitte Pinkai Jr. Stakes at a mile and 1/16 for three-year-olds and up. This grade two sees eight going to the post before any scratches. And the favorite and morning line favorite at 3-1 is Katona with Frankie Dettori aboard. Seventh race is the grade two San Gabriel at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for three-year-olds and up. This has a field of nine before scratches. Big favorite at 4-5 on the morning line is Johannes with Umberto Rispoli. The eighth race is the grade one Malibu Stakes at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds. It has a field of eight before scratches featuring two Derby winners. The Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold at 8-1 on the morning line. And the Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan is the 5-2 favorite there. Brian Hernandez coming in to ride for Kenny McPeak and Mystic Dan in the Malibu. Eight horses going to the post in that one. Then the ninth race is the Mathis Mile at a mile on the turf. The grade two Mathis for three-year-olds sees a field of nine. 6-5 favorite there is King of Gosford with Flavian Pratt aboard. The tenth race is the La Brea, a grade one for three-year-old fillies going 7 furlongs, the counterpart of the Malibu Stakes. The La Brea has a field of 11, and the morning line favorite in this one is Hope Road at 3-1 with Juan Hernandez aboard. And then the grade one American Oaks is the 11th and final race on the card at a mile and 1/4 on the turf for three-year-old fillies. a field of 13. And that one, big 7-5 favorite in this race, is She Feels Pretty with John Velasquez riding. Big day of racing on opening day at Santa Anita. Can't wait to get started with our handicappers. First post time Santa Anita is 11 a.m. Then we have Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise has 8 races. First race is a quarter horse race. The third race will be a stakes race for two-year-olds. And a first post time at Turf Paradise for their 8 race card at 11:40. 11:40 first post time at Turf Paradise today. That is the first post time. First race, don't forget, is a quarter horse race at Turf Paradise. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $6,708. And then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has their first post time at 2:55. Turfway has a big Pick 6 jackpot carryover today of $223,652. That's the Pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Turfway Park. Turfway Park also has a regular Super High 5 carryover of $5,901. And again, their first post time at Turfway Park today is at 2:55 at Turfway Park today. And of course, we'll wrap it up with the Penn National. Penn National has a first post time of 3:15 at Penn National. Penn National, again, has 8 races today. First post time is at 3:15. That's the racing menu as we ease into the big New Year's week of racing. And of course, today, all eyes will, gambling eyes for horse players anyhow, be on Santa Anita. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, first of all, I hope you had a very wonderful and happy holiday with your family.
I did, Ralph, and same to you. Hope you had one. You traveled a lot in a short period of time. Yeah, pretty good.
I was not flying the plane, but I can tell you it was one of those experiences where you get on the plane, you think, okay, we're going to get a delay, I'm going to get somebody sitting next to me that wants to scream and yell and complain. But it was a beautiful trip. Got on, got a seat near the front, just sat there, relaxed. The person next to me, in fact, the middle seat was empty. I was on the window seat. Aisle seat was taken by nice people. Plane ride was great. Everything was great at the airport. I couldn't believe it. But
you can't ask for anything more than that. You don't want aggravation, you know, especially these short flights. So you did it good, and good job.
Unfortunately,
I ate way too much. Ralph.
Oh, good, great. You overate. That's what it's all about, baby. That's what it's all about. And I know probably what you overate on. Those darn pastries, right?
Yeah, I think they got me good. Everything got me. I'm not going to eat for a month now.
Yeah, I'm sure your cardiologist is going to appreciate what you did over the weekend, too, as mine will. Listen, the only aggravation I had, and it's nobody's fault, was the fact that the planes that I embarked on here and the one that I got off of there and twice when it happened again when I came back, the plane always pulls into that gate that's right at the end of the airport. So I have to walk past all of these gates to get through to pick up a cab or whatever. It was a good exercise. And like you said, when we overate, that was good exercise for me. On to now the good stuff. Santa Anita is starting today. Good old Santa Anita. And boy, I can tell you one thing. I don't know what we're going to have in weeks 2 and 3 at Santa Anita, but for today, it's going to be, the present that horse players open the day after. It's going to be a hell of a day of racing at Santa Anita. 6 stakes races, Lafitte and Kai Jr. stakes, I'm glad to see that. And I know that you went over Santa Anita already with your sheet, and so do you reflect the same? Is it going to be a great day of racing?
They put together a terrific card, Ralph. A little chalky towards the end, but listen, plenty of opportunities. That's all the gamblers ask for. They want big fields, and they're going to get it today. And like you said, hopefully, they can do the best they can. Not easy situation for Santa Anita. They're up against it. The inventory is low. But they're going to put the show on, and hopefully, we can get some good racing.
Okay, let's do this. Let's roll over the stakes races, and they're going to be the last 6 races on the 11-race card, and the first one is the Lafitte Pink Eye Junior Stakes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations that somebody finally did this. It's at 1.16 for 3-year-olds and up. a field of eight before any scratches. Looks like a wide-open affair, too. I know Katona is the 3-1 favorite with Frankie Dettori, but this race could produce something of a price.
Yeah, a lot of ways to go here, Ralph. I lean towards the number 3 horse, JB Strikes Back, the other Doug O'Neill horse in the race. Antonio Frasu takes them out. 3-year-old gelding who's just getting better with each start. He stretches out today to a mile and a 16th. I think he'll handle the distance. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I was looking for some value, and I landed on number 3, JB Strikes Back.
All right, JB Strikes Back. Antonio Frasu aboard. The 3-horse is your play in the race to start off some good prices along the way. 7th race is the San Gabriel at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 9 before scratches. Johannes is the big 4-5 favorite there with Umberto Rispoli. And I guess you really have to get around that one, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I played Easter last time out. I really liked that horse. He had trouble at the top of the stretch. There's no question about it. The problem is Johannes has beaten all these horses every time he's faced them, you know, and it looks like he's going to do the same again today. He's the kind of horse that just runs what he has to run to win. He finished 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Mile, so take nothing away from him there. He's 6-for-6 at Santa Anita. And looks to make it 7-for-7 after today.
All right. So now we've said, okay, Johannes is going to win. He's going to be the favorite. But now how do we turn chicken feathers into chicken soup?
Well, I'll be playing the 1 and 2 underneath. Astronomer, who's listed at 12-1, and Easter, who's listed at 6-1. I like 4/1 and 2.
Okay. That's what, you know, we got to make some money here. We'll do the exacta. All right, the 8th race is the centerpiece of the big stakes races today at Santa Anita. It is the Malibu Stakes for 3-year-olds at 7. And, I mean, this is 7 trying furlongs for these 3-year-olds. A field of 8, and the marquee horses, of course, are the Derby winners. A Stronghold, who won the Santa Anita Derby right there over that racetrack with Antonio Frasu. You have, of course, the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, at the morning line favorite at 5-2 with Brian Hernandez coming out to ride, his usual rider. And remember that he was not flown from Kentucky to California. He had to take a van ride, a 3-day, I think, van ride to California. But he's been there. He's been working out there. And with the Kentucky Derby in tow, is the horse to beat in the race. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of interesting horses in this race. Ben Tornado is one of them with Luis Saez aboard, although he breaks from the rail, that might be a little bit of a disadvantage. Raging Torrent on the outside is a horse I think to be reckoned with. He's 9-2, and you can't leave out Flavian Pratt. He's aboard Senor Officer at 5-1.
You can leave out Senor Officer because he's going to scratch. I heard he had a little bit of a mishap, and he'll be coming out. So that's going to leave a field of 7. I think the way you want to play the race, Ralph, is really playing against number 6, Mystic Dan. First of all, he'll be running in the Pegasus down in Gulfstream. Not that he's not squeezed for this race because, you know, listen, it's the Malibu. It's a grade one. But you're right. He's coming off of a 19-hour van trip. I think he's vulnerable today, especially at a short price. I love the number 8 horse in here, Raging Torrent. This horse, you could draw a line through the Breeders' Cup race. First of all, he was breaking from the rail that day. Second of all, he was running 6 furlongs, not his distance. Back to 7 furlongs today. He's 3-for-4 at the distance. What I like best about him, Ralph, is the draw. He's drawn outside the other speed inside him. Ben Tornado, certainly a nice horse, but he's up against it breaking from the rail. Considering Pilot Commander, the 2-horse, also has speed. So they're going to be going at it. Raging Torrent just figures to get a great trip in here. And I like number 8, Raging Torrent, to upset and win this year's Malibu Stakes.
All right. Assessment of the Malibu from your point and view. And the 8-horse Raging Torrent with Frankie Dettori is a nice 9-2 on the morning line. I think he'll hold that price, too, with all the horses getting the attention. So in the 8th race, the number 8, Raging Torrent. 9th race is the Mathis Mile, and go figure, it's at a mile on the turf. And this is for 3-year-olds, and there's a field of 9 before scratches, unless you have any update on any scratches there.
Nope.
And the 6-5 morning line favorite, King of Gosford, breaks from the rail at the mile on the turf with Flavian Pratt aboard. Looks like it'll be a pretty tough go if you're trying to beat King of Godspurs. He's got that jockey Pratt aboard him. He's got a nice post position, and he should be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and this is going to be the one that breaks the record for Pratt, I think. You know, he's tied with Jerry Bailey for most graded wins at 55, most graded stake wins at 55. This is going to be the one, I think, that puts him over the top. He's breaking from the rail. He's 3-for-4 at Santa Anita. He's 1-for-2 at the distance. He's just going to work out a terrific trip in here. Unfortunately, a short price, so you got to find some prices underneath. I would use the 2, Attilian, and maybe the 4. 1/2 and 4. The 4 is Sinonis as your exacta hookups.
Okay, so in this race, the 1/2 and 4, you knew I was going to ask you to put some exactas in there so we can make a little bit a better appeal.
Chicken soup out of chicken, whatever.
chicken soup out of chicken feathers. Okay, but in this case, I'm sure leftovers, whatever. And anyhow, we get to the 10th race, the La Brea. It's a grade one at 7 furlongs for the three-year-old fillies. It's kind of like a counterpart to the Malibu. You can run a filly in the Malibu, but the La Brea is the one that most would opt for with a nice three-year-old filly. And it's a large field, a field of 11 in this one. And this one's, there's no morning line favorite that's a gimme in this one. Hope Road is the morning line favorite, lukewarm at 3-1 with Juan Hernandez aboard. But there's a lot of ways of going in this race.
There certainly is. And make no mistake about it, Hope Road certainly is the horse to beat. She goes for her 5th straight win for Baffert. She's cutting back in distance. She draws a good outside box, but she will be the favorite. The interesting horse to me in here is number 2, Accuracy, 3-year-old filly from the Mike McCarthy barn. Her last two races, she won impressively by a combined 22 lengths. She cuts back in distance today. She's not going to have the lead, but I think she's going to run well. She's 5-1 on the morning line. I like horses that cut back in distance coming out of route races. Rispoli aboard to ride. The price is certainly right. I like number 2, Accuracy, to upset and win this year's La Brea Stakes.
A thought about a horse that obviously in the race that has, it's gotten a lot of attention in her races, Tamra, the 10 horse in this race with Mike Smith aboard.
Well, she's coming off of a tough beat last time out at a short price at Del Mar. She's okay. You know, she's 8-1, so I'm not going to knock any choice. Yeah, but on the figure, she's actually a little slower than other horses in the race. She's not quite as good as the good ones in this race yet. Listen, she's 3 years old. She has a license to improve. She's drawn well. Mike Smith aboard to ride. Coming off of Lasix today, as are some other horses in the race, I just think she's a notch below at this point.
And, Jonathan, what about the one-horse Splendora, 12-1 on the morning line with Joel Rosario aboard? I know it's a tough post there, but Rosario, he knows his way around Santa Anita.
Yeah, but she's speed from the inside, and it's, again, it's 7 furlongs, similar to the Ben Tornado situation in the Malibu. Same thing goes for her. She's going to have to be sent hard from the inside, and you're just up against it when you have the rail going 7 furlongs, and your speed with speed drawn outside of you, that's the problem for her.
All righty. And then we get to the 11th and final race on this opening day at Santa Anita, the Grade 1 American Oaks. This race was originated and was hosted at Hollywood Park before its demise, but Santa Anita picked it up, and the American Oaks will be on today's card as the final race on the day at Santa Anita. It's 1.25 miles on the turf course, which means it'll start halfway up the unique hillside turf course. They'll run down the curve over the main track, past the stands for the first time, and then one loop around the turf course to the wire. It's a very beautiful and interesting configuration there, 1.25 miles at Santa Anita on the grass. And for three-year-old fillies, over full field of 13 are entered in this race. She Feels Pretty is the big 7-5 favorite in that bulky field with John Velasquez, but is she really worth 7-5?
She really is, Ralph. Off the figure, she lays over the field, you know, and Johnny V certainly knows how to ride this turf. Of course, the horse had one race at Santa Anita earlier this year when she finished third, but she's just so good now. They put blinkers on her last time out, and she certainly reacted well to them. I think she's going to be very tough to beat in this spot. She's going to be a short price, however deservedly so. Let's look for some hookups. Let's use number 3, Midoro. number 4, Catherine Marissa, and number 5, Watchtower Underneath. 8 over the 3, 4, and 5.
Well, that's the way to end the handicapping on this show with a horse that, should be favored. But also in a bulky field, you can get something underneath. You get a nice price to end the day and enjoy your opening day at Santa Anita. But don't forget, folks, Jonathan has a full sheet today for Santa Anita at his website. All right, John, we'll get your official picks, and then we'll let you go and finish up those pastries.
All right, let's go back to race 4 at Santa Anita, the 4th race today. I really like the number 5 horse in here, Barbera, 4-year-old filly from the Aggie Ordonez Bondiego Herrera board to ride. This horse won for 3 at Santa Anita with 2 seconds, so she certainly likes the track. I love the post position draw for this horse. She's speed drawn on the outside. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 9, Barbera, to win today's 4th race out at Gulfstream.
Well, isn't that nice? In the 4th race, that's one of the races we didn't cover. So in the 4th race, he likes the 9, Barbera, who will be ridden by Herrera. Barbera for Herrera. The 9
Herrera
horse. Barbera for Herrera for the customers, for the winners. 4th race, the 9 horse. 9 in the 4th race at Santa Anita. I do think I can squeeze one out of you for Gulfstream Park today.
Yeah, 10th race today, 5 furlongs on the turf, Ralph. I love the number 2 horse in here. Wait till the midnight hour. Go watch the replay on this 4-year-old filly from the Mike Trombetta barn. Tough trip last time out, just getting beat a short neck. George Ruiz aboard to ride, and this guy's terrific rider. He's underrated. He always seems to be in the right spot. 5-1 on the morning line. Number 2, Wait Till the Midnight Hour, wins today's 10th race out at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and we will wait until the 10th race to make our play on Wait Till the Midnight Hour. Jonathan Ardoon's play, 10th race at Gulfstream, number 2. Jonathan, you did a yeoman's job for us today, and all I can say is can't wait to get started at Santa Anita today. You have full sheets for Gulfstream, Santa Anita, and
Fairgrounds.
And the Fairgrounds, that's right. You also did Fairgrounds today. So you got 3 sheets there at your website, right?
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. Happy holidays to everybody. Opening day. Let's go.
Bada bing. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. All right.
Thanks, Ralph.
When we come back, we got Rich Yang standing by, and I know he's been doing double time with handicapping Santa Anita and a whole bunch of football games that are happening this week, too. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
No service member who has put on a uniform and served our nation should be without a home and the services they need. I'm Dave Portnoy, and I'm asking for your help. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation promises to eradicate veteran homelessness across the country so that no service member who has served our nation will be without a home and the services they need. That's why I'm asking you to contribute $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction, we're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to t2t.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
On Race Day Las Vegas for this, special holiday for us. It's opening day at Santa Anita. Let's get to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas with your family, etc. And now, of course, we turn our attentions to a holiday feeling for the race players with Santa Anita opening today. And you're back in business as far as your handicapping for Southern California. I have a full sheet for today at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Richie, a lot of interesting action going on the gridiron as well. And, we're going to get into the college football playoff round two coming up soon. I think it starts tomorrow night, tomorrow with one of the games there. And, of course, I know you'll cover that. But we do have a Thursday night football game, as we always do on Thursday nights. And tonight it features the Seattle Seahawks as a slight favorite. What say you?
Yeah, the game is important, especially for the Seattle Seahawks. They are still alive to try to win the Western Division of the NFC. They're fighting the Los Angeles Rams for that last playoff spot. Mm-hmm. The game is in Chicago. I looked at the weather. It looked like it was going to be pretty good for Chicago, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Low 40s wind, about 10 to 12 miles per hour. Okay. I'm going to go with the visiting Seattle Seahawks, -3.5 over Chicago. The game means everything to them, and they have an unusual record split, Ralph. They are 5-1 on the road. Very unusual, because usually most teams struggle on the road, play great at home. Reverse for the Seattle Seahawks. They play great on the road. Geno Smith has been having a nice year, battling some injuries, but he's been getting the job done. Chicago really looks like they've pretty much, as a headline I read, the Bears are in hibernation. So let's go with Seattle, -3.5.
All right, Seattle Seahawks, -3, and that elusive hook, 3.5. Seahawks -3.5 in the NFL game tonight. Hey, what about Santa Anita? What a card, huh, buddy?
Oh, fantastic card. Really fantastic card. Really had a lot of fun digging into it the last couple of days. And it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the week looks. And moving forward, because California, we need California to be a strong circuit, Ralph, for the health of the horse racing industry. Mm-hmm. So, as far as a pick for today in Southern California, let's go to race number 8 at Santa Anita. It's the 7-furlong Malibu Grade 1. And, you and Jonathan and others have been talking about the fact that Mystic Dan, winner of the Kentucky Derby, took a 19-hour van ride out for Kenny McPeak. Hasn't started since the Belmont Stakes, but I think he's looking at this last Grade 1 opportunity as a chance to try to build a resume a little bit. I think there are opportunities to beat this horse. I know Jonathan likes the 8 Raging Torrent, and for a good reason. I'm going to go with another price horse to see if we can upset the Derby favorite, the Derby winner. Let's go with the number 7, Stronghold, another 3-year-old cutting back in distance. Philip D'Amato is the trainer, Antonio Frasu. This horse has run mostly 2-turn races, but cutting back to 7 furlongs with an outside post, this horse should be finishing very, very well. And at 8-1, I'm willing to put this horse on all my tickets, Ralph. Number 7, Stronghold in the 8th.
So you did go for a Derby winner, but not the Kentucky Derby winner, the Santa Anita Derby winner. So in the 8th race, you like the 7 Stronghold, which you think will do just that in the Malibu. Frasu aboard the 7 Stronghold, 8-1 on the morning line. Love to hear that that tune, that's for sure. 8th race, the 7 is Richie's play at Santa Anita. And don't forget, he's got the entire 11 race card available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Well, Richie, I hope you, as well as everybody that I know, did a little bit of overeating yesterday with the celebration of the holiday, and we will certainly talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, Ralph, and if I got 30 more seconds, sure. What I do at Christmas time, I give my family future book bets as a little stocking stuffers. These are 4 tickets I gave out last night at Christmas. One is I gave out Notre Dame to win the college championship at 10-1. Uh-huh. I gave out the New York Knicks to win the Eastern Conference at 6-1. And I already bet 2 college basketball teams to win the national championship, Ralph. Oregon Ducks 85-1, and St. John's at 60-1. So you can mark those down and either hopefully root for me or laugh at me later on when the results come in.
I will say one thing, the folks who are your fans out there, you just gave them a stocking stuffer as well the day after. I'm sure they'll be going out searching for those prices and teams as well. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Good luck, everybody.
You got it, my man. All right, we're going to take a final break, and you know what winds up our show, most shows. It's the John and Jerry. And the John and Jerry show will be here right after this word.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this opening day Race Day Las Vegas show for Santa Anita. And we go to John Lindo standing by in SoCal. John, perfect day for racing at Santa Anita?
It's cool this morning, but it's clear, no fog. It's going to be fast and firm. It'll be a fantastic winter day, opening day at Santa Anita.
Well, I know that between you and I tweeting each other yesterday that you had a great time and with your family yesterday, and always nice to see. And now we get to opening a present for us the day after Christmas.
Yeah, we kick off, we hit the ground running. This is as good a card as we're going to have in Southern California during this meet. Got a Kentucky Derby winner, and all the big horses that we have out here are showing up, so I'm looking forward to this.
All right, John, we're going to do what they call a Chris Berman two-minute drill here with you for Santa Anita, because I definitely want to get Jerry on as well. So we go right to the Lafitte Pinkeye Junior Stakes sixth race on the card.
Wide open race to me. It's a spread race if you're playing rolling bets. I gave a slight edge to Express Train, who likes this course, and just hoping he comes up to his best game. You've got Tarantino, who will be close up, and Katona coming off a trip in the dirt mile. I think those are the three major players.
Seventh race is the San Gabriel on the turf.
I don't know how they beat Johannes. He's been the best turf horse in Southern California all of this year. Ran a super race in the Breeders' Cup mile. Good luck beating him. If you're going to try, maybe Seal Team or me, Hermano Ramon.
Okay, we're going to skip the Malibu. That's the eighth race on the card. We'll get that last. We go then to the ninth race, the Mathis Mile at a mile on the turf.
King of Gosford is going to be very tough to beat in here. I think Stay Hot cutting back to a mile, this is going to help him. I think it's those two. If you're trying to beat King of Gosford, Stay Hot's your best option.
Okay. Then we go to the La Brea for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs, a grade one, which is like the counterpart of the Malibu. You got an 11 in that, and how do you see this?
Absolutely wide open race, a good race. So many fillies coming back off a layoff. I tell you, Tamara was a short filly coming off the layoff at Del Mar last time. She has trained really well out of that last race. She's 8-1 on the program. She's never, ever been anything close to that price before. There's value today on her from an outside post. I'm going to lean toward Tamara, but again, I think a race you want to spread to stay alive if you're playing that late pick five.
Okay, and the 11th race is the grade one American Oaks on the turf at a mile and a quarter.
Only question for She Feels Pretty, number 8, is if she can get the distance. If she does, she's easily the best filly in this race. Comes off a big win in the Queen Elizabeth II at Keeneland. One filly who can get the distance, number 4, Kathy Marissa. The two East Coast shippers look like they're heads and tails over the Southern California fillies.
All right, then we go back to the eighth race, the Malibu Stakes. It's, of course, the centerpiece of all these great stakes races. Grade one at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds. We have already talked about the Santa Derby winner going against the Kentucky Derby winner. But really, John, is this a two-horse race?
No. The pace is going to be fast. Ben Tornado has to go from the rail. Pilot Commander will go with him. I think Raging Torrent falls into the right trip here. Stocking, he's a 7-furlong horse. He's not a 6-furlong horse. Yet throughout the Breeders' Cup sprint, he's got a good shot in here. Mystic Dan, you know, he did win at 5.5 furlongs to break his maiden, but he's made a living going two turns. He can win this race, but does he have to? No, because I think there are bigger things coming up for him down the line. Stronghold, who Richie Yang likes, I think this horse will like cutting back to 7 furlongs. You can make a case for quite a few in here, and, you know, maybe Ben Tornado shakes loose on the front end. So a difficult race. I think Raging Torrent gets the best trip.
So out of a difficult race as far as putting together 1, 2, 3, you think that the race, no matter how it shapes up and shakes out, Raging Torrent's going to get the trip in this race?
Yeah, the 8 Raging Torrent over the 7 Stronghold and the 1 Ben Tornado for me. And Mystic Dan, too. You know, if he wins, I'm rooting for him. I'm glad they're here, and I'd like to see them run well so they come back.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens, that's for sure. Give us a pick at Santa Anita, and we'll let you go.
Race 5 at Santa Anita, number 12, Real Fire, ran well against much tougher last time. Last win was over this course and distance at the same level. I love the rider switch to Hector Barrios. One stat, over 250 mounts on the grass this year. Hector Barrios has shown a 39% flat bet profit. That's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you get the grass rider over this course of the filly likes this track. 6-1 on the program. Number 12, Real Fire, race 5, Santa Anita.
Fifth race, Santa Anita, number 12, Real Fire. John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Remember the Lindo Report, all the races, the suggested late pick 5, and all the goody information all on one comprehensive sheet. Only place you can get it in this gaming capital of the world is right here at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge to you, complimentary, because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Can't wait to get started at 11 a.m. first post time today at Santa Anita.
All right. Have fun today. Enjoy it. Good luck.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Are you all? I hope you're enjoying Hanukkah that started yesterday, day two of Hanukkah.
We lit the lights.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. When you were doing the power pages for Santa Anita, kind of fun with this card, right?
Yeah. This is like... This is sort of like a throwback car. This is when racing was really just off the charts great, you know.
Yeah, and you better get the Linda. You better get Jerry J's Power Pages and the Power Page Plus especially for today. You can get it at his website. Jerry, I think your pick will come also in the Malibu, will it not?
Yeah, it's going to be in the 8th race actually today.
All right.
And I'm a big fan of Stronghold today. I think he really pops off the page. Just to give you a little handicap, I mean, if you go back to the Kentucky Derby, I mean, he clearly was through the first mile of the race. He ran the best race of anybody. Is certainly, 3 and 4 wide fighting for the lead. That was a torrent pace. Mystic Dan sat down on the live rail and took advantage of all the hard work that was done by Stronghold and Fierceness and others. And, you know, he tired in the stretch. That was fine. He come back to his home track. He loves Santa Anita. But I think that race knocked him out a little bit. And it looks like the Pennsylvania Derby, you see him coming back to form. So, and he runs very well fresh. So I like the 7 an awful lot. At 8-1, I think it's a fantastic play. Okay. I'll take the 7 win in place. Play the 7 over the 1, 5, 6, and 8. Do my reverses. You'll notice I threw out one of the Bob Baffert horses. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm being gutsy, but that was what I thought was the right thing to do. That would be the 2-horse, the Pilot Commander, who I think's not really suited for 7 furlongs, but, you know, I'm dropping him out of the mix. But I really like the 7. I think it's a great pop-out key if you get anything over 4-1.
All right. 8th race, Malibu. The 7, Stronghold, for all the reasons Jerry just said. His link-ups include numbers 1, 5, 6, and 8. 7 over 1, 5, 6, 8, and reverse. That's the Malibu Stakes from Jerry Jackowitz, which is his play today. And don't forget, folks, full sheet. Jerry J's Power Page and the Power Page Plus right there at his website. And Jerry, it's going to be an interesting day of racing, that's for sure, at Santa Anita. Let's sit there and enjoy 11 a.m. Pacific time, first post time. And Jerry has one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
Enjoy Santa Anita today.
It's Ralph Cilotto at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.